You want to know what makes an effective church? It's when we're operating in the gifts that God has distributed unto us. Praise God. Everybody want to put it on the preacher. They want to put it on the musician. They want to put it on the evangelist. But it's all of us. We make up this setting. Praise God. And there's nothing else that I do as a pastor. I want to encourage you to get a hold of what God has blessed you with.
Every spiritual gift in the body of Christ has a specific role, function, and purpose. These spiritual gifts enable the church to function as one body, as stated in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12. Today's message continues with part 5 of Pastor Hornbuckle's message series entitled, Spiritual Gifts.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Sister Hornbuckle, Sister Fia, Brother Davion, and old Brother Halliburton for allowing God to use you on this morning. Praise the Lord. Using your gift wholeheartedly. Thank you so much. Praise God. And this is what drives the church. It's every individual using the gifts, the abilities, the talents that God has distributed unto the church for the uplifting of the body of Christ. Praise the Lord. And as you know, we've been in the series, Spiritual Gifts. Praise God. And it's just so beautiful to see God's people utilizing the gifts that God has distributed unto them. God bless you. Praise the Lord. I thank God once again for our worship. Many may not understand. We say, why do you take so long for worship? Praise God. A lot of times, we're not waiting on God, but God is waiting on you. Praise the Lord. And there's sometimes our minds are so far out and we're all thinking about this and we're thinking about that. So God wants to bring you in, praise the Lord. Bring in the wondering mind, praise God, into a place where you can hear from the Lord. And when we operate in that fashion, nobody's more honored than God himself, praise the Lord. And as we stated earlier, we've been talking about spiritual gifts, and I tell you, I'm not going to talk before you long, praise the Lord, because I believe God has already done what he wanted to do today. I believe there's hearts that have been opened. I believe that there's ground that was once hard has been broken up, and I believe that you're ready to receive from God, praise the Lord. I do want to thank God for all of our guests that have come out today. Thank you for coming by, Lily of the Valley Church of God in Christ. Praise the Lord. Our visitors, we welcome you here and we appreciate you so much. Amen. And we welcome you to the community of Fairbanks, Alaska. Praise God. And if there's any questions about the church, please feel free to talk to myself or my wife who sits here on the front right-hand side here. Praise the Lord. Just let them know. Let us know if there's anything that you'd like to know further about this ministry. Praise the Lord. And we'd be happy to share it with you. So God bless you today, saints. We said before we won't be before you long, but the Lord has given me a word. We've been studying spiritual gifts that God has distributed unto the church. And you are the church today. Praise God. And I want you to know that everyone that's here today, you're here for a reason. It's not by chance that you just showed up today. But God gave you a desire to be here. Some of you may not even want it to come, but something urged you to come. Praise the Lord. And you're here for a reason, and God has a answer. God has a reason for you being here, and he wants to give you a word on today. Praise the Lord. As we've been talking about these spiritual gifts, saints, and they're so important for the body, for the upbuilding of Christ, my heart's desire as a pastor is to stir you into that area. Let the Holy Spirit lead you into where God has gifted you, what talent God has given you, what ability God has given you for the body of Christ. It's not yours, per se. You may hold it, you may possess it, but it doesn't belong to you. The gifts that God has delivered unto the church, praise the Lord. God simply gives us these gifts so that we can build up his church. That's why you've been given the ability, the talent that you have. It's to build up God's church and to use them effectively, praise God. We got to realize that all gifts and abilities, they come from God. Praise the Lord. Everything you've been gifted at, everything you're good at, everything that comes easy to you has been given to you from God. And it's important for us to understand that no one has the same gift. You don't have the same gift that I have. There's a gift that God has given you. There's an ability. There's a talent that God has given specifically to you for the upbuilding of his body. Praise the Lord. We got to know who we are. You need to know who you are today. Praise God. You're not by chance just a person that has walked through this door with a particular name. But God has his hand on you. God has something for you. So you have to know who you are. You have to know just who God has made you. Praise the Lord. Some of you, God has made great women, great men. And the enemy would tell you that nobody loves you, that you're not headed anywhere. But it is my job, it's my obligation to inform you that you have been gifted by God. You have something special that God has placed in your life, and God wants to bring that out. He wants you to be the best that you can be in him. Praise the Lord. And so you have to know who you are and who you belong to. Praise the Lord. In this series, we're asking that you dedicate your gift to God. Dedicate your gift to God's service and not for your personal success. You have not been given that charismatic personality. You have not been given those looks. You have not been given that gift, that ability to promote yourself. But it's for the upbuilding of the body of Christ. This is why you've been gifted. This is why God has blessed you the way he has blessed you. Praise the Lord. And it's been given for the body of Christ and not for your own personal success. And five, lastly, we have to be willing, like our praise and worship team did today, to utilize the gift, the talent, the ability that God has given us wholeheartedly. Praise the Lord. If no one shows up, you sing like you've never sung before. If no one's here to hear you preach, you preach like you've never preached before. If no one's here to cheer you on as you dance like you never danced before because you are dancing for the Lord. Am I right about it? Praise the Lord. We get it mixed up sometimes. We want to dance because so-and-so's here. But everything we do for the glory and honor of God. Praise the Lord. Let's give the Lord a hand praise. Amen. Remember, everything we're doing is for his glory. My God, my God. We talked, amen. I tell you, some of you have been gifted with prophecy. Some of you just know the word. You can predict the future. God has given you a message. Some of you have been blessed with that. Praise God. And you know that. You know what God has blessed you with. Some of you have been blessed with the ability to have wisdom and knowledge. He's blessed you with a word of wisdom. You know just what to say, when to say it. Praise God. And that's a gift that God has bestowed upon you. Praise the Lord. Some of you have been blessed with faith. You just believe God. I don't care what the circumstances look like. My God, we talked about the proportion of faith that God has delivered unto the saints. He's given you a proportion. He's given you a measure of faith to believe him, to trust him, no matter what you're faced with, no matter what you're going through. God has delivered unto you a measure of faith to trust him, praise God, to believe him. And you say, God, I don't know why I believe it like this. I don't understand why my mind should be going crazy. I should be losing everything, all my morals. I should just be losing it. But God, you've given me faith. You've given me a proportion of faith, a measure of faith to believe you when nobody else believe you. That's a gift from God that God has delivered to the body of Christ. Praise the Lord. We talked about that faith and that wisdom and that knowledge that God has delivered unto the saints. We talked, I discussed how David had the faith to go up against Goliath, a 9-foot giant. Amen. He used a proportion of faith that God had blessed him with. God had delivered him from the lion. God had delivered David from the bear. Praise God. And so when he went up to fight this 9-foot giant Goliath, he went up and he said, the God that had delivered me once before, he is able to deliver me from this uncircumcised Philistine. Every experience you're going through, every tough time, every hard trial, God wants you just to stay in there. Just hang in there. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Don't think that God has abandoned you. This is for your faith. This is for the building up of the proportion of faith that God has placed in you. I guarantee you, you'll be able to use that experience down the road. See, I'm not worried about what I'm going through right now because God has already brought me through before. I know it looks hopeless. I know the family seems to be dissolving. It seems like it's breaking up. But I'm going to hold on and I'm going to trust God because God has brought me through before. Do I have a witness here? Has he ever brought anybody through? Praise God. Amen. He brings us through these circumstances. Praise the Lord. And David used that. He used the proportion of faith that God had delivered unto him. That wisdom that God delivered unto Solomon was just incredible. Amen. How did Solomon know whose child, the woman who had the child that was dead? How did he know which one was telling the truth? How did he have the ability to have problem-solving skills? And this is what I'm saying. God has delivered unto you problem-solving skills, skills to be able to distinguish between wrong and right, the right path or the wrong path. That's the wisdom of God, the knowledge of God that God has delivered unto the saints. Somebody in here has that because God wouldn't have said it in his word if it wasn't true. He said, I deliver these gifts to the church. I deliver these gifts to the body of Christ. Praise the Lord. You wonder, how can I get through school so well? How can I get through these things so efficiently? Because God has blessed you, and it's nobody but the Lord. Praise the Lord. It is God that has allowed you to succeed. It is God that has anointed you. It is God that has given you the wisdom and the knowledge that you have today. Come on and give the Lord a hand. Praise. Somebody know what I'm talking about. You know it's not your own. It's the Lord. Praise the Lord. And so today we look at another gift, amen, that God has delivered unto the church. Praise the Lord. I want to go over to Daniel, over to 1 Corinthians, praise God, the 12th chapter, verse 28. I want to read a couple of verses here on the gifts that God has delivered unto the body of Christ, and then we're going to be done on today. Amen. 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, verse 28, and it reads, and God have set some in the church, first apostles, secondary prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles. Oh, I got to stop right there. Somebody say miracles. My God. Then gifts of healings. Somebody say healings. Oh, yes. Helps, governments, diversities of tongues. It said God has set some in the church. These are gifts that have been delivered by our Heavenly Father. He just left them. Praise God. Amen. Just left these gifts to the body of Christ. Somebody has to claim them. Somebody has them. Praise God. Somebody has the gift of being an apostle. praise the Lord, the gift of an apostle. Praise God. What do we mean by apostleship? The divine enablement to start churches and oversee their development. That's what an apostle is able to do. It literally starts churches. Praise God. And I'll be honest with you, I'm not the original starter of Lily of the Valley Church of God in Christ. There were other pastors before me. Praise God. But I know what it is to start a church. Watch my father start a church. Watch him build it from ground level. Amen. Because I was a part of that church. I was one of the first members. We didn't start in a facility. We started in our living room. We'd come downstairs, and that living room was our sanctuary. Praise God. I watched my mom and my dad. I watched them go through the trials and the tribulations of being pastors. Praise God. I watched as they tended to the needs of the congregation. I watched people walk away. I watched people talk behind their back. I watched all of this as a young man. Praise God. I watched him start a church. Watched him start it from ground level. Praise God. Hallelujah. Watch as my sisters grew and we didn't have a musician, how God just anointed my sister Linda to just play. She never took a lesson, but it seems like God honored what was going on. And all of a sudden, she was able to just play. I watched God anoint her voice and how God began to work with her, and she became one of the most anointed singers in ever in Portland, Oregon. Praise God. She's known all over the city. Praise God. But these are all the gifts that God delivered to the church. This is what the church needs in order for it to make it, in order for it to succeed. Praise God. Amen. You may not be able to take lessons. You may not be able to see the proper people. But if it's a gift from God, it's just a gift. God just delivers it to the church, to the body. Praise God. And, you know, we watched these things. We watched as our family stayed with it. Praise God. Didn't give up. An apostle has a lot on them. Praise Lord. I saw my dad as he pastored the church and as others watched him and how he began to be a help to other churches. He began to help them. He began to be a confidant, someone they could call on for help. And therefore, he was almost like overseeing other churches. The work of an apostle not only starts churches, but it oversees their development. Praise God. Hallelujah. He worked the body of Christ. When we look at the word apostle, or we see the ability to minister cross culturally with the goal of planting churches. It means that we don't just minister to just one type, but an apostle has the ability to go out to Tolk, has the ability where I think we're going to be going to Tetlin to minister and to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. And it's not limited to a certain group of people, but it's the gospel which goes out to everybody. It's the ability to minister cross-culturally. Praise God. Come on and give the Lord hand praise, because some of us can't do that. It's that ability. It's that ability that God grants. That's what he grants the apostle. Praise the Lord. And we thank God for this gift that he has delivered unto the church. Very quickly, Daniel, can you go over to the book of Ephesians? I'm going to close with this. The book of Ephesians, the fourth chapter. Praise the Lord. Beginning at the eighth verse. I'm going to close with this here. The Bible says, wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive. Mm-hmm. We're talking about Jesus Christ here. And gave gifts unto men. That's when Christ
ascended on high after he had done his work here. He ascended on high. And the Bible says that when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive and he gave gifts to you, to you, to you. He gave gifts, saints. He gave gifts to the church. He gave gifts unto men. Go ahead, Daniel, next verse. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descend first into the lower parts of the earth? Go ahead. Next verse. Praise God. And he gave some, again, apostles, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. Go ahead. For what? For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. You want to know what makes an effective church? It's when we're operating in the gifts that God has distributed unto us. Praise God. Everybody want to put it on the preacher. They want to put it on the musician. They want to put it on the evangelist. But it's all of us. We make up this setting. Praise God. And there's nothing else that I do as a pastor. I want to encourage you to get a hold of what God has blessed you with. Get a hold of the talent, the ability that God has placed in your life and utilize it. Utilize the gifts that God has blessed you with. Hallelujah. Is that all right? Just utilize those gifts, saints. God has given you something. And after this message, I want you to go home and I want you to pray. We're going to come to the altar and pray. I want you to pray and say, God, just show me. Show me where you have me. Show me where my gift is, God. Where can I be most effective at, Lord? Praise God. He said, I'm giving you these gifts for the perfecting of the saints. I won't be perfect. I won't be who I should be. I won't be complete. Unless the gifts are working. It's for my benefit. It's for the benefit of us. It's to help me become all that I could be. I need you. I need you, sis. I need you, my brother. I need you to be who God called you to be. If you're a help in the church, and we'll get to that, I need you. I need your help in order to be effective. Whatever talent, whatever ability God has delivered unto you, we need you as a body of Christ. Come on and give the Lord a hand, because we need every one of us. I want to be good. I want to be perfect. I want to be complete. But I can only be complete with you. Hallelujah. You make me better. Come on and give God a hand. Pray. You make me better. You make me better. You help perfect me. Praise God. And that's all God is saying. Let's finish with this, Daniel. He said, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Next verse. Praise the Lord. This is what the work does. It perfects the saints. Praise God. Till we all come into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. We're going somewhere. Next verse. We're going somewhere. God's taking us somewhere. That we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine. Too many people being carried away. You're here today, but you're somewhere tomorrow. We're being tossed. We're being moved from left to right. But when we have the gifts operating in the body of Christ, we'll have the gift of prophecy come our way. And they'll say, honey, you just stay where you are because I see what God is doing. Come on and say amen. Some young person needs the gift of prophecy that sees that young lady's future. You see that young man's future and you say, young man, just hold on. God has something special for you. And I'm not just saying it just to say it, but God delivered it to me from heaven because it's a divine word that comes from heaven. Come on and give God a hand praise. Oh, praise God. Glory to God. We need these gifts working in the church today. Glory to God. Let me close with 2 Timothy, Daniel, the first chapter. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to close with this. Thank you, Jesus. We need these gifts working. And I told you, Paul was the prime example of being an apostle. My God. He said, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God. Praise the Lord. Some of us didn't didn't make ourselves get up here. We didn't force ourselves to be pastors. We didn't force ourselves to be an apostle. We didn't force ourselves to be an evangelist. It was God's will that certain things, a certain people be moved in certain places. Do I have a witness here? Praise God. You see, you can position yourself, my God. You can set yourself up. Praise God. But Paul said that I'm an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God. It was God's will that he be an apostle. And to some of you, it's God's will that you minister through song. It's God's will that you preach the gospel. It's God's will that you go to Tok, that you go to Anchorage and preach the word of God. It's God's will for many of us to do these things. Glory to God. But when we make it our will, when we try to do it ourselves, that's when we mess up. But he said it was the will of Christ, according to the promise of the life which is in Jesus Christ. Come on, go to the next verse, Danny. I'm closing here. Listen, we know that Paul was an apostle, but he's now talking to a pastor, praise God. He's talking to a young pastor by the name of Timothy. Praise the Lord. And that's another gift that God placed in the church. Praise God. He said he placed the pastor and the teacher. Glory to God. And we got a lot of pastors out there today, my God. But there's some that God has planted and some that God hasn't planted where they are. Praise God. But God said he give you pastors after his own heart. Praise the Lord. And this young man was a pastor after God's own heart. And he had an apostle by the name of Paul that was encouraging him, that was keeping him going in the right direction. He said to Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace and mercy and peace from God, our Father, and Christ Jesus, our Lord. Next verse, Daniel, praise God. Glory to God. I thank God whom I serve with my forefathers with a pure conscience that without ceasing, I have remembrance of thee, praise God, in my prayers night and day, praise God. Let me tell you something. If God has laid on your heart to pray for someone, my God, if God has laid on your heart to pray for your husband, if he's waking you up at night and you say, God, why am I waking up? God, why can I go to sleep? Praise the Lord. He wants you to pray right where you are, my God. You don't know what your husband's going through. You don't know what your wife is going through. Praise God. Hallelujah. But this is what Apostle Paul said. He said, I'm praying for you, Timothy. Praise God. I'm praying that your faith don't fail you. I'm praying that you don't give up the ministry. Praise God. I'm praying that you're effective with what you're doing. Now, this is what I was doing. Praise God. As the song service was going on, my God, as they were ministering through song, as a pastor, this is what I was doing. I was praying that God would break the yokes, my God. I was praying that God would lift you up. I was praying that God would set you free. Praise the Lord. I was praying that God's power would move over the sanctuary, my God. I was praying that God would have his way. Glory to God. See, that's what we do as saints. We pray for one another. Do I have a witness? We pray for one another. We pray that God move. We pray that God answer prayer. We pray that God breaks through. Hallelujah. Do I have any prayers in here today? Do I have any prayers in here? He said, I greatly desire to see thee, being mindful of thy tears. Let me tell you something, that pastor ain't easy. Praise God. Hallelujah. This pastor, praise God. This preacher, my God. This person that may seem invincible. The Bible says that Apostle Paul said, I'm mindful of your tears, praise God. I'm mindful of what you're going through. I'm mindful of how you've been talked about, praise God. I'm mindful of how they don't believe in you. I'm mindful of how it doesn't seem like things are working out, praise God. But he had someone, Timothy had somebody praying for him, praise God. Paul was praying for him, praise God. I tell you, every pastor needs somebody praying, praise God. He needs somebody lifting him up, my God, my God. He needs somebody undergirding him, praise God. They say, call for the mourning women of the church, amen. Call for the wailing women, those that will lift up the body of Christ. Those that will lift up the gifts of the Lord, praise God. It's not me, but it's the gift that God has blessed us with that we've got to lift it up for the glory and honor of God. Come on and give God a hand, praise. I got to close. I got to get out of here. He said, I know the tears. I know the tears. When over half of the pastors are leaving churches, when there's more pastors leaving than joining, there's something going on in the spirit world, praise God. He's trying to get us to give up. He's trying to get us to throw in the towel. But I tell you, if we can get some praying saints, my God, if we can get somebody that would just undergird the pastors, if we can get somebody to say, Pastor, just hold them up, God. Don't let them give up, oh God. Don't let them throw in the towel, God. My God, today, somebody say, prayer changes things. Do I have a witness? Prayer changes things. So when you get home today, you find a leader that you know, praise God, and start praying for them. Start praying that God hold them up. Start praying that God keep them. Start praying that God, that they don't go on the wayside, because the enemy desires to sift them. The enemy desires to destroy them. But with the prayers of the saints, I said, with the prayers of the saints, you uphold the body of Christ. My God, today. Next verse, Danny. He said that, I know your tears, but I'm praying that you be filled with the joy of the Lord. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois, and that my mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that it's also in thee. Listen, sometimes we just need a word of encouragement. Hey, you've been blessed where you are. I can't tell you enough. As a leader, praise God, when someone comes up to me and they say, Pastor, just keep on keeping on. My God, today, I can't tell you what it does to a leader when you find them on the wayside. They're not looking down. But when you call on them, praise God, and you say, Pastor, you just keep the faith. Glory to God. Just remember, Pastor, that there's something that's in you. There's something that's been dwelt in deep inside of you. Hallelujah. And Paul knew Timothy needed it. Paul knew Timothy needed to know this. He said, you've got what you need, Timothy. Don't you throw in the towel, Timothy. Don't you give up right now. You've got faith inside of you. You've got a legacy inside of you. You've got it deep down inside of you. And I can't count the number of people that have walked through those doors and they say, Pastor, I grew up in the church. Pastor, my mom is so-and-so. Pastor, my dad's a pastor. Pastor, my grandfather's a pastor. All I want to encourage you today is you've got it inside of you. You've been in a long time. You've been faithful to God. Glory to God. While you slept like many of us on the back pew, you lay there as your father preached the word, as your grandfather preached, but you were dead asleep. But as the word came out, somehow it got in your mind, somehow it got in your heart, and sometimes you don't even understand. You said, I should quit, I should give up, but it's in me. It's in me. I can't give up. I can't throw in the towel. Sometimes I'm like Jeremiah. Jeremiah said, I'm leaving, God. I'm not going to talk to your people. I'm done with them. They won't listen. They won't say amen. They won't stand up. They won't shout hallelujah. I'm quitting. I'm going away. Hallelujah. He tried to walk away. He said, I'm done, God. I'm done with all of this. But after a while, he thought about that thing. After a while, he realized it was inside. He said he felt something coming up. It was that teaching. It was that encouragement. It was that mama saying, you can make it, son. It came up in Jeremiah. He said, I'm not going to speak. But he said, I can't hold it. I gotta explain. I gotta talk of his goodness. I've gotta talk of his mercy. He said it's like fire. Ooh, somebody say fire. Hey, Somebody say fire. It's like fire shut up in my bones. We know about fires. We've been dealing with the fires. We've been dealing with the smoke. We've been dealing with it all over the place. I think it was last Sunday or so. It was so thick, you couldn't even see a couple of inches in front of you. It was so thick because it was fires. We think about the fires, how it has the ability to destroy homes. When we think about the fire, it has the ability to destroy a house. But this fire, it was inside of him. He couldn't keep quiet. He couldn't keep silent. He said, it's like fire. Shut up. It's shut up. It's shut up. It's in me. It's in me. To preach is in me. To minister is in me. To witness is in me. I don't have to be begged. I don't have to be coached. It's in me. Come on and give God a hand praise. Everybody standing. Hey! Hey! Hey, Jesus! It's in me. It's in me. It's in me. It's in you, saints. The gift is in you. It's in you today. Come on and give God a hand praise. God, thank you. Thank you for my gift. Thank you for my gift. Right there, right there. Thank you for my gift. Thank you for my gift. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hey, Jesus. Hey, Jesus. Every eye closed. Hey, Jesus. Every eye closed. Every head bowed. Hey, God. Hey, God. Right there. Right there. Right where you are. Hey. 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 Hey, God. Hey, God. Oh, yes. Come on and praise him. Hey, Jesus. Yeah. I'm trying. Some of you are trying to hold back, but God said, let it go. 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 Jesus. I want you to use me. I want you to use me. I want you to use me. Hey, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, I just know it. I know sometimes you come in here, say, God, I just don't want to be here, really. Oh, God, not everybody, but there's some that the enemy's he's on you. But you know you need to be here. You know this is your place. You know it. And it seems like it's everything to keep you away. You get to the parking lot, and something starts acting with the kids. You get down the street, and the cars start acting up. You get in service, and you begin to think about that and this. It's nothing but the trick of the enemy. He wants to distract you. He wants to get your mind off Christ. Because God's got a blessing for you. God's got a blessing for you right now. Right now, he's got a blessing. He's got a blessing. He's got a blessing. He's got a blessing. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Glory to God. Glory to God. It's a trick of the enemy. God has come here to give you that gift today. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to close out. We're going to have everyone just come for our close out. Hallelujah. Just around the altar as we close out. My God. Saying, Pastor, my gift is not prophecy. My gift is maybe not the word of wisdom. Maybe it's not the word of knowledge. Maybe I don't have the proportion of faith. See, Pastor, you just have not hit on my ability. You have not hit on my talent yet. There's something. Something God has delivered to you. He's given you something. Helps, governments, administration. He's given you something for the body of Christ. My God. And today, I speak it into existence. I speak whatever that gift, that ability is, that if you don't know,
that it's made clear. You all can just come on up. We got plenty of room up here. Thank you for being so kind to come up. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for coming up. Thank you, Jesus. As every head is closed and every head is bowed and every eye is closed, we're going to minister here just for a few minutes. I'm going to pray that that gift is manifested in your life. And if it's already known, if you already know, Pastor, you say, Pastor, I know my gift. I know what God has called me to. I'm going to pray that you're utilizing it, that you're hitting all those 5 points with the gift that God has blessed you with. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, right where you are, right where you are, right where you are. Thank you, Jesus.
I want to thank you for taking time to listen to this message. Know that God loves and cares for you deeply. You know, we all have struggles in our life, tough times, and much more. But God is about to do great things in your life. Remember the scripture found in Galatians 6 and 9, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. It's your season for breakthrough. Don't give up. Don't stop. Trust God to bring you through. God bless you.
I would like to take a time to thank all listeners of the Lily Kojic Podcast. I pray that you or someone close to you was truly blessed by the messages that we bring to you weekly. As we go forward, we ask that you share the podcast with as many people as possible. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 7 states, "So neither is he that plants anything, neither is he that waters, but God gives the increase." Our goal is to expand this ministry to reach more people with the good news of the gospel. You can help us achieve that goal by supporting us with a donation of any amount. We have a donation button located on our podcast page that allows you to support this ministry. Thank you, and God bless.